Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 24th of Shawwal, and our topic is the prayer of seeking guidance, or the istikhara prayer. My dear brothers and sisters, how many times a day do we feel confused about matters and hesitate to take decisions trying to balance between the pros and cons? However, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us a supplication that guides us and eases our minds. It is the sunnah of the istikhara prayer. Jabir radiyallahu an, he narrated that the Prophet used to teach us the istikhara for every matter as he used to teach us the surah from the Quran. He used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any one of you intends to do something, he should offer 2 rak'ah or 2 units of prayer other than the obligatory and then say,
Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري وعاجله وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري وعاجله وآجله فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه وقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به.
Oh Allah, I seek your guidance in making a choice by virtue of your knowledge, and I seek ability by virtue of your power, and I ask you for your great bounty. You have power and I have none. You know and I know not. You are the knower of hidden things. O Allah, if in your knowledge this matter, then this matter should be mentioned by name, is good for me in my religion, my livelihood and my affairs, in both this world and in the hereafter, then ordain it for me, make it easy for me, and bless it for me. And if in your knowledge it is bad for me and my religion, my livelihood and my affairs, or for me both in this world and the next, then turn it away from me, and turn me away from it, and ordain for me the good, wherever it may be, and make me pleased with it. Then he should mention his need. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and others. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is clear from Jabir's statement radiyallahu an that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach and encourage his companions to perform the istikhara prayer about many matters. Now my dear brothers and sisters, after performing istikhara, one does not need to see a dream to go with his choice or decision that Allah facilitates for him. Rather, one should go with the choice or decision that he feels comfortable with. If he finds things going smooth, then he should continue and complete his work. Otherwise, he should pause or stop. My dear brothers and sisters, the supplication of istikhara could be performed before or after finishing the prayer. If a woman is going through her menses, she can still make the dua without performing the prayer. Therefore, even in the case that prayer cannot be performed for a legitimate reason, one can still make the dua. Wallahu a'lam. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.